From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Agriculture subsidies, government payments to U.S. farmers and ranchers, were one of the areas singled out for cuts in the president's budget. He proposed some $587 million in reductions to a variety of farm programs. Perhaps the most controversial proposal is one that would cap subsidies for large producers, especially cotton and rice farmers. NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
Farmers and ranchers have been hearing for weeks that cuts in aid programs were coming. But today, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns made it official, saying farmers will have to help with the Bush administration's effort to ease the budget deficit.
My belief is that farmers and ranchers will look at this. They will understand that we have to deal with the deficit if they are going to have a long-term future in agriculture, not only for their generation, but for the next generation and the next generation.
Last week, even before the budget was submitted, a coalition of more than 100 farm groups led by the American Farm Bureau Federation told Johanns they were concerned about the cuts. Mark Maslin of the American Farm Bureau Federation says the president's plan is not as tough on farmers as some feared, but there's still a looming fight.
This is the beginning of a process, and what has been proposed by the president doesn't seem to single out one particular commodity. There's impact in all the regions, but we'll have to wait until the debate is finished before we can tell whether or not agriculture has been singled out disproportionately.
Of greatest concern to the Farm Bureau is a limit on how much in annual subsidies a farmer can receive from the government. The president's budget would reduce the cap, currently $360,000 per year, to $250,000. New rules would also close loopholes that allow some large producers to get around the cap, receiving payments of over $1 million. The reduced cap is expected to hit cotton and rice farmers the hardest. Cotton and rice are expensive crops to raise, and producers typically farm thousands of acres. Nolan Connor grows rice on 7,000 acres in Tunica, Mississippi. He says that federal subsidies protect farmers in years when prices are below the cost of production, and he's concerned about rising prices of seed, fuel, and fertilizer.
Across the board, everything's going to be a little more expensive, and to couple that with a cut in the farm bill is going to make it very tight on some farmers. There will be some casualties, I can assure you.
Limiting how much a farmer can receive each year has been proposed before. An annual cap almost made it into the last farm bill. Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley has long been pushing for such a limit, arguing that it would help protect family farms. Ferd Hefner of the Sustainable Agriculture Coalition agrees, but he's concerned about another provision in the president's agriculture budget, one that would cut payments to all producers, large and small, by 5%.
That could really, really be harmful to small and medium-sized farms, especially those that are very reliant on commodity production, and I think could easily force hundreds, if not thousands, of farms out of business.
The proposed budget also makes cuts in crop insurance and conservation programs that encourage farmers to set aside land for wildlife habitat. It also reopens long-running battles that pit one agriculture interest against another. Along with Senator Grassley, Senators Chuck Hagel from Nebraska, a Republican, and Byron Dorgan from North Dakota, a Democrat, have also been pushing for subsidy limits. But those limits are opposed by powerful interests in Congress. Last week, Thad Cochran, chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, promised cotton producers he'd fight any effort to cap subsidies. And Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman, Georgia Republican Saxby Chambliss, says if the Bush administration singles out farmers for disproportionate cuts, it'll have a fight on its hands. Greg Allen, NPR News.